Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1941, How to Find the Right Financial Advisor for You by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. How to Find the Right Financial Advisor for You by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. Don't want to figure out this money thing on your own? What if you had a trusted advisor to help you along the path? Finding a compassionate, highly competent advisor who is also a perfect fit is not as easy as it might seem. Lots of professionals who help people with money are in the marketplace. But how do you find the right one for you? Because I've been a financial advisor for over 20 years now, this is not intended in any way as an advertisement for my services. I'm going to give you an insider's insight into finding and hiring someone to help you with this very important part of your life. I'm providing some links for helpful resources and understanding jargon and asking good questions, but my primary aim is to provide the questions and considerations you need to use in finding the right resource to hire. First things first, do your homework. Getting a referral from a trusted friend or family member is usually the best approach in finding an advisor. But don't stop there in your vetting process. Depending on what type of advisor you're considering, pull up the regulating bodies associated with that type of financial advisor and look them up. BrokerCheck is a good place to start for checking out advisors associated with investing. Realize this is a potentially long-term relationship. Some transactions are fairly short-lived. As a result, when you don't particularly like the person you're dealing with, you'll be looking for someone else. Your goal for finding a financial advisor should be to identify someone you're happy to know and work with for a very long time. If you're with a financial advisor who might not be the best fit, by all means, find someone new. Remember, a good financial advisor is going to learn about you and know a great deal about you. Make sure you find an advisor with whom you enjoy spending time. Figure out what services you need and want. For example, do you mainly have tax questions? If so, a CPA may be the right professional. The CFP Board has a basic but informative resource for understanding the types of financial advisors. For a broader, more comprehensive look at your financial life, seek out the services of a certified financial planner. Of course, since I'm a CFP, I'm biased. A competent CFP will look at your whole financial life and make sure your ducks are in a row, as opposed to only specializing in one area. If needed, after consultation, a CFP can refer you to specialists. The nitty-gritty. How will you be charged for their services? Will you pay an hourly fee or a fee based on a percentage of assets managed? Is there no ongoing fee, but rather a commission paid to the advisor when a transaction happens? I have my bias here too, but there is no single correct method. Much will depend on the services and products you need. I would not discount working with a commission-based advisor until I dug in and really understood the product and whether it fit my needs. And how are they compensated? Along the same lines, how is the advisor him or herself compensated? Are they on commission or do they receive a salary? Do they receive any other compensation related to the work they would do with you? Dig in and feel free to ask. The red flag to look for is a conflict of interest. Will the advisor make more money recommending one investment over another? Ask a ton of questions. Don't hesitate to ask the advisor about his or her own family or background. Likely, you'll know and hopefully love this person for many years. Feel free to ask questions related to the profession. The CFP board has a helpful list of possible questions. Ideally, the conversation goes well, and it's easy to ask personal questions. Where are you from originally? Do you have family? My final criteria, transparency. How open and willing are they to answer your questions? No matter what sort of transaction I'm considering, if the person won't clearly lay out what the transaction will cost me and show me in writing, I'm not interested. The right advisor for you should have nothing to hide. He or she should be eager to lay bare all the details you want to know and back those details up in writing. Comfort level. How did you feel when meeting with the advisor? Did you feel relaxed and comfortable, confident the advisor knew his or her stuff? Was the advisor friendly and relaxed as well and interested in you? Were they more interested in you than in talking about themselves or their process? Hoity-toity or down to earth? This is my personal bias, but I'll take a no-nonsense, down-to-earth person over a pretentious know-it-all any day. Did the advisor talk down to you or talk to you as a peer? Did he or she use a lot of confusing jargon to impress you, or was his or her language easily understood? Do they care? Do you get the sense that the advisor genuinely cares about his or her clients? This is a big mandate for me. Ask for referrals and call and speak with current clients to find out their experiences working with this advisor. Do those clients feel cared for? The bottom line is that a financial advisor will probably be in your life for a long time. View the initial stages in the same way you'd evaluate a new friendship. If the person makes you feel uncomfortable or like a moron, why would you hang out with them? Of course, you want someone competent, but don't overlook these other critical aspects. You want to be able to trust the person handling your money, and you don't want to dread your yearly meetings with your advisor. You just listened to the post titled, How to Find the Right Advisor for You, by Dawn Starks of SimpleMoneyPro.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. It's clear to me that by the time you know enough about money to be in the position to properly select a financial advisor to manage your investments, you'll know enough not to need one. While many of us feel insecure about managing our money ourselves, the cost of working with a financial advisor is simply too high and erodes the wealth we can build over the long term. I saw a great visual recently that helped demonstrate the effect of assets under management fees, or AUM fees, on a portfolio that I'll describe for you here. Imagine an initial investment of $6,000 with yearly contributions of $6,000 for 30 years and an average 8% yearly return. The gross value of this portfolio over 30 years would be $794,451. Now, if you were investing in a total market low fee index fund like VTSAX, you'd be paying 0.04% in fees, which would be $6,302 or 0.8% of your portfolio. However, most AUM fees to work with an advisor range from 1% to 2%. At 1%, 17.9% or $142,339 would be in your advisor's pocket. And at a 2% AUM fee, it would be a staggering 32% or $257,180 of your money gone to pay for this advisor. Now, many advisors would claim that this fee is justified because their services can help you beat the market. But we've seen time and time again that 80 to 90% of actively managed portfolios don't beat the market over the long term. Now, I do think there are certain circumstances when working with an advisor makes sense. For example, if you're nearing retirement, shifting your asset allocation, or devising a drawdown strategy. But these are scenarios where you could work with a flat fee advisor and just pay them for their time rather than have them manage your investments. That should do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. I'll be back tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there on the Wednesday show where your optimal life awaits.